good mood.
It's your feel-good station. It's the soundtrack to your Tuesday. You're with Mike in the Morning on 88FM. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Tuesday. And speaking of feel-good things, good mood, I've got just the thing to put you in a good mood. If you're a foodie, if you're a pizza lover, like I know you are, well then, let's release some dopamine, shall we? And that's the operative word this morning, dopamine, but not spelt like the hormone, the chemical, spelt like dough, like D-O-U-G-H, pamine. And what's the deal? Well, I recently had a friend tell me a rave review about a new pizza spot that has opened doors in the Sheffield Salt Rock vicinity, and said, listen, you got these things aren't pizzas, they're something else. It's like you got to talk to the guy, you got to get the full story, got to get the word out, got to let the people know. So that's what we're doing this morning. And in the studio with me, I happen to have the man behind the dough and a raconteur, a restaurateur of repute. He's not new to the KZN coastline, he's got deep roots in the kind of Glenwood foodie scene, but now happily relocated to our Bleater bubble. And Judd Campbell joins me on the Radio Life and Style morning microphone. Judd, thanks for the coffee, my friend. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Good morning.
It is a good morning. It's a terrific Tuesday to tell a tale or two. And, you know, we had a little, just a pre-interview coffee catch-up the other day. And I thought your story was so cool that it deserved to be told on radio. For those that might know the name, Judd, or they might know the glasses, they might know the mugshot. You have, as I say, a long history in hospitality prior to your recent relocation to Bolito. Give us a little bit of the background, the bio. What are we talking about? How many hard yards in kitchens have you got behind you?
It's a long story. I think started off with failed matric, thrown out of the house, hitched to Durban, started working at Circus.
See, all the kids on the school rush this morning.
It's not a bad thing. School schmool, you don't need it.
it's hard work, but but there is hope.
I walked away. And then literally been front of house since 94. Wow. And 39, 40... 40 eateries I've worked in.
40 eateries. So, you know, that's the kind of experience you can't buy. I first crossed paths with you when you were heading up an iconic eatery called the Corner Cafe.
My first.
That was your first.
I think we all remember our first.
that was one for the books. And it was this kind of iconic meeting place, Glenwood, just hub of just cool people. And obviously you did something right there. You struck on a formula. And you have been on a roll ever since, and you've rolled down our way now to start up this pizzeria called Dopamine, which you had a particular vision, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own and is sort of writing its own vision. What was the concept between what you thought you were starting and what it is now?
Yeah, look, it's gone horribly wrong. It started off as a dark kitchen.
Dark
kitchen. They started in the early 2000s in the States. Basically, it's just third party. So it's Uber Eats and Mr. D picking up pizza. No one ever sees it.
So this would be a kitchen where there was no sit-down area, no customer interaction. People would literally order from a delivery service and they would get the goods delivered to them. So the kitchen, dark. There you go.
That's it.
But that was the plan anyway. It hadn't been a concept quite like that, I don't think, on our KZN in North Coast, our Dolphin Coast bubble. So this was something kind of fresh, disruptive, different, elegant, less moving parts. That was the idea.
It was also a lot easier to set up. It was cheaper to set up. They were you just needed to find a low rental in a high residential area, so it wasn't...
There you go.
Yeah.
And the vision was we're going to do... It's going to be pizzas, but it's going to be elevated, right?
Yeah, I think you can get pizzas anywhere, but I wanted something a little different. It couldn't be the same, you know, bacon, avo, feta, it has its place. Bloody Hawaiians, it had to be something different, something new, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's changed, plumbers, doctors, everyone's doing things differently, but pizzas are still the same.
Well.
That was the plan where we needed to... literally elevated, yeah.
So the concept was, I mean, folks might know opposite the sort of entrance to Brittonwood, right?
Brittonwood, yeah. Main gate.
Main gate. There's that little dirt road that goes off into the forest, and what was previously what was it called?
Breadology. Donkerbok.
That whole place. That was where you decided to set up the dark kitchen and fire up the pizza
in
oven.
A 40-foot container, shipping container. Yeah.
Wow. And the idea was we're going to do pizzas with a kind of sourdough DNA, sourdough pizzas, and extremely adventurous and unusual toppings. Tell me about the menu development. What happened there?
I don't know if I start with the names first and then try to create a pizza around it. Look, we've crossed the line with some of them. We did a pizza called the Ladyboy. Didn't really sell. It was Asian chicken. Tiny little roasted nuts that didn't work, but yeah, I wanted something, you know, something new. We've got things like the Sunday roast, so we put beef on top with roast potatoes cooked in rosemary and butter.
Wow.
And instead of using Napoli, we're going with a cream cheese, garlic, yogurt, onion powder base.
Holy
so
moly!
So instead of the Napoli and the usual cheese margarita base, we start with something different, yeah.
That's so that really, like, as a foodie, my mouth is now starting to water. Thanks. I skipped breakfast. So
I'm grinding my teeth from the coffee.
This is going to be a painful interview. but looking at some of the names here we've got on the menu, Mary Had. So there you roast lamb pizza there. Bringing home the bacon. We've got the Okie Dokie Artichoke. We've got...
Now, that's the point where I chose the name first.
Okay. I hear you there. Fig and pig. And who gives a duck? Seriously, duck on a pizza.
It's really good. We roast the whole thing in the pizza oven, that big wood-fired pizza oven, and we smear it in hoisin sauce, shove a lime in it,
boom.
And we just cook it slowly.
Oh, man.
It's fun. It's one of our best, and we serve it with a bit more hoisin, sweet ginger, soy, coriander, and black and white sesame seeds. It's flying.
Any one of these pizzas, I think, would be just up my alley. For those that are kind of more... traditionally, classically minded, do you do the boring stuff?
We do. We have a margarita, we have the Hawaiian, we have the Abba bacon and feta.
Okay.
Which is, you know, you've got to have them. And we'd like to think we do them better than most. You know, we, even just our like you said, the sourdough takes 3 days to make those dough balls. We roast all our own jam tomatoes, thanks to Cindy's jam tomatoes.
Yeah, so you're also you're part of this kind of local network. You're sourcing locally.
Oh, you have to. I don't think you can come in here like a cowboy and just start. You know, you've got to include everybody. I think that's the trick. Yeah.
And so, really, I could see this would be a hit for the sort of the calling. You know, get the delivery guys coming your way, Uber Eats, Mr. D. But you'd opened your doors, had you even been open an hour when you had the first sort of rock up?
47 minutes. A lady came in, Nikki, and asked if she could have her kid's 13th birthday. And it was, that is polar opposite to a dark kitchen. That's 60 13-year-olds. It wasn't the plan. We did it. Huge success. We've got 3 parties since then. Some 30th, 40th, and another disco. So, yeah, I do feel like, sure, I've completely reinvented myself in the last 2-3 weeks. And so be it, you know, let's go with it.
So the kitchen isn't dark anymore?
It's not dark, it's very light. I don't know what the hell's going on, but you know what, you got to roll with it. And I'm quite happy, you know, I'm meeting a hell of a lot of people this way, people up on the North Coast. I do know a fair amount of people up here, but this is ridiculous now, you know.
Well, it's such a cool, you know, story that, you know, there's this influx of interesting, creative, talented people. I see you being part of that influx, and the fact that you're coming in here, you're connecting with people, you're wanting to meet all the locals, you're wanting to network with also, you know, the new arrival crowd as well, and you're doing something that's a bit different, a bit against the grain, but you're kind of rolling with it as well, and you're open to seeing where it goes. And the dopamine story is just getting started. If you are keen to sample the ware as well, you operate Tuesday to Saturday, is that right?
Tuesday to Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m., and we're available on Uber Eats, Mr. D, and you can WhatsApp. There's a WhatsApp number online.
So I'm checking out the Facebook page right now, Dopamine, that's D-O-U-G-H-P-A-M-I-N-E, and you'll see... the WhatsApp line is there, the menu is there, and for those that do want to just pop in, say how's it, and maybe take a selfie in front of the container. Are you going to be there today?
I'm there every day, 3 to 8.
Okay, so that's
for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. For the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And now open to hosting functions, to hosting kiddies parties and not so kiddies parties.
No, we've got a large table. I mean, the kiddies parties are nice. It's not going to be my focus. We've got a 15-seater, so I'm going to start doing some private functions, but do it so that we can do the whole pizza experience and Sicilian pizza, Neapolitan pizza, pizza from Naples. Do the whole story on pizza.
Because people have
in one sitting. Yeah,
I think it's been with the advent of some of these really gorgeously shot foodie shows. You know, a lot of food content on Netflix, and people are really into getting into the history of things like pizza and exploring the authentic origins of stuff. And are you going to be able to also, I don't know, give folks a little sneak preview of possibly new things that you're cooking up and a little look into the future?
So I think what we'll do is we'll take one night a week from next month and do like a dopamine release.
I like that.
And then we'll showcase what's coming next month. What have we got coming? We've got the Prawn Hub coming next month. It's prawn and peri peri sauce.
Oh,
that's going to be our next pizza for now. We'll do one special every 2 weeks, and we'll take off the bottom seller and replace it with something else every 2 weeks. So we'll keep it fresh. You're going to have to order if you want to keep it on the menu, because it's going to we're going to keep rotating.
I think this is great, man. And obviously, you've got lots of connections in the industry. You're now meeting and connecting with the local operators as well. And it seems like in this part of the world, there is a good kind of camaraderie amongst the restaurant crowd, hey? And everyone kind of supports each other and looks out for each other. And it's pretty welcoming.
It's very rare. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the world, I don't think. And not just Bolito or Durban, the whole of KZN really work well together. You know, I can phone Marcel from Cafe 99 and bounce something off her, and you can phone Andrew Draper. I was talking to Mo the other day, who's taking over the Amshlali Country Club.
Yeah.
You got Paul Shepherd coming in so from Ray's Kitchen. So we're very lucky in that we're all quite happy to open up our files and say, I'm getting cheese from here and chick from here, you know, which doesn't happen. It's very competitive everywhere else. I don't know if it's the salt air. I don't know what it is, but it's like a little club. Restaurateurs have this, their little club. It's so nice.
And that's, you know, just, it's another part of this hashtag love North Coast story. There's something special about this place.
Oh, I do love it up here. It's fantastic. I miss I got the crew down in Durban. I do miss my people. The coffee girls and Sandy and all my regulars, you know, but it was a natural progression. I've been trying to get out here for bloody years.
Well, welcome to the hood, man.
Thank you. I feel welcomed.
You're timing it just perfectly. And for anyone listening to this, if you want to get a little dopamine in your life, some of this gorgeous sourdough-based pizza, elevated with the most exciting and adventurous pizza topping menu that I've seen in all my years of pizza munching. Check out the socials. I would say Facebook, Instagram, those are your best ports of call. From there, you can find the WhatsApp line. If you've got your phone in your pocket and you want to add it right now, I'll give it to you. Ready? 083-9999-323. How easy is that? 083-9999-323. And available on Uber Eats and Mr. D Dopamine, fired up from today. And my special guest in the studio with me, Judd Campbell. He's now a local. And if you're in the hood, if you're around Sheffield Salt Rock, don't be shy to pop on past the container in the trees and give him a high five. Find out if your birthday party can book the table.
Let's do it. Yes, please. We need the dough.
We need the dough. And you'll find it at Dopamine. You heard it here on a Tuesday morning, and from the pizza container to the Waffle House, here's the Jonas Brothers.